This week's devotional is the last in a three-part series written by Sarah Tummy, looking at the theme of self-control. And the devotional this week is entitled Self-Controlled Actions. We're thinking about a quote from Trina Bresser-Matus that self-control includes control emotionally, physically, and in one's thoughts. We've looked at our thoughts and emotions, so what does it mean to have self-control physically? As far as I can see, she's talking about our physical bodies and how we use them. Paul talked about this too, when in Romans chapter 6 verse 13, he urged us to offer the parts of our bodies to God as instruments of righteousness, to be used for doing good. That reminds me of my favourite Casting Crowns song. Slow Fade came out of a Sunday school song from 50 years ago, to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It. Casting Crowns kept the concept of the song, but changed the lyrics and melody to make it more adult. It's all about the effect your actions have on those around you. We can offer our eyes to God by turning away from something unwholesome, rather than give it a second look. We can offer our lips to God, because if we make promises we can't keep, hurting people could be further disillusioned. We shouldn't do what we do to try to please people, because as Christians we're servants of Christ. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. However, we should do all that we do for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. If I have a meal with a vegetarian and I eat meat, that's fine if they're okay with it. But if I eat meat and they think, these Christians, they've got no compassion, I want nothing to do with Jesus, then I've put an obstacle in the way of someone coming to faith. That's not glorifying God. That's why when Paul covers this topic in Romans chapter 14, he says in verses 20 and 21, "Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. It is good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak." Sometimes there's nothing wrong with an action in itself, but there is something wrong if it has negative repercussions for someone else. Having self-control in our actions is so important. Why not offer the parts of your body to God today as instruments he can use for doing good?